This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, January 21st, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, the Aggie Ball last night in D.C. turned out a who's who of agriculture leaders from across the country. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson says a new farm bill is priority one.
So it's going to be important to get this farm bill done sooner than later. I hope by the end of March, the Agriculture Committee will be one of the committees that are giving instructions in budget reconciliation, and which is fine. It gives us an opportunity to, you know, get some policy done there as well. So I look forward to it as very positive.
House Ag Ranking Member Angie Craig of Minnesota says there will be give and take to get final language approved.
Well, the only way a farm bill gets done is by doing it in a bipartisan way. And look, the truth is that, Chairman Thompson's got some folks in his party who are never going to vote for a farm bill. And I've got some folks in my party who, without a strong nutrition title, are not going to vote for a farm bill. So I think we can get this done. We've got such a great history of bipartisanship on this committee that I respect so fully. And I'm committed to getting it done with the four corners, including Chairman Thompson and Senators Bozeman and Senator Klobuchar, my senior senator from Minnesota.
Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer has confidence the Agriculture Committee leadership of the upper chamber can work together on new policy.
John Bozeman's fabulous, and he has a deep, deep understanding of agriculture. Amy Klobuchar, good person. I think she'll be able to work together with us so we can get a good, good farm bill done.
President Trump's Agriculture Secretary-designate Brooke Rollins is ready to bring agriculture's voice to other government agencies and work for good policy for agriculture and rural America.
Well, I'm really excited about the opportunity to work across the agencies. I think one of the things that I bring to the table is having worked in the last West Wing for 3 years for President Trump, so understanding perhaps in a more intentional way how we can all work together, that I'm looking forward to working with the other cabinet appointees, if confirmed, that maybe don't have that background. So ensuring as we're building these plans to make America great again that we're doing it across the agencies, and I'm excited about that.
Rollins' confirmation hearing is set for Thursday in the Senate Ag Committee. NASDA CEO Ted McKinney notes the conversation between Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping and other recent dialogue between leaders. He's encouraged.
I've always believed that any conversation is a good conversation.
There was a lot of energy in the room last night. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall believes there's new energy in Washington.
It does. Our farmers are really excited about the opportunities that are going to come up with this new Congress and new president coming in. And we've got some experience with this administration, and he comes back with a renewed energy and talking our talk. And, of course, there's some things that concern us, but he's always given us a seat at the table, and we're looking forward to taking that seat and making sure we be able to let him hear what the farmers are talking about.
Chuck Connor with the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives has experience on the legislative side of farm policy and the implementation side from the USDA. He says it'll take both energy and compromise to navigate pending spending battles on Capitol Hill.
I think this is going to be a Congress that is going to get a lot done. And they know they've got a relatively small window to get a lot of things done, and then, you know, probably by year two and three, we'll be back to a lot of that gridlock, but there's an opportunity here to do a lot. We've got to work really, really hard to make sure the farm bill, you know, is part of that must-do legislation here in these first, you know, several months. And I believe that message is getting through.
Charitable partners D.C. Central Kitchen and the National 4-H Council each received $25,000 at last night's event. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.